starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Being able to connect to my family over there on my mother's side. So for me to, you know, be a part of that and to have the opportunity to connect Filipinos to Australia and vice versa, it really is a tremendous opportunity that I'm very grateful for.
Buong puso ang pasasalamat ng 21 taong gulang na Filipino-Australian at pilot na ngayon sa Jetstar na si First Officer Daniel McKelvey mula sa Brisbane. Si Daniel, kasama ang kanyang kapitan, ang mangunguna sa inaugural direct flight mula Manila papuntang Perth, Western Australia, ngayong araw, Nobyembre 28. Sa pahayag ng kumpanya, sinabi ng CEO na si Stephanie Tully na ang unang biyahe mula Perth papuntang Manila ay magbubukas ng bagong kabanata para sa operasyon ng Jetstar sa Western Australia. Lalo't ito ang unang beses na lilipad ang Jetstar sa pagitan ng Perth at Pilipinas. Kaya naman itinuring ng binata na malaking karangalan na maging bahagi sa unang flight mula Manila papuntang Perth.
I think that it's a tremendous opportunity for myself being a pilot. So Manila was actually one of the very first destinations I flew to in my lifetime. Obviously, mum's from there. She grew up in Marikina. So I've traveled to Manila many times, and I believe that's where my love for aviation sparked. You know, growing up, I got to see the crew bring people to and from Manila to Australia. Uh-huh. And being able to connect to my family over there on my mother's side.
Dagdag nito, ang flight na ito ang nagbigay sa kanya ng direktang koneksyon sa pinagmulan ng kanyang ina.
I feel an immense amount of pride as a Filipino-Australian, and I also feel like I have a lot of responsibility being a part of one of the first of the operating crew to launch this inaugural flight between Manila and Perth. So, obviously, of course, the pressure to perform on any flight is always there, and we've been trained quite rigorously to uphold the Qantas Group standards and ensure the safety of both the passengers and the crew. So, of course, it is a large amount of responsibility, but the amount of pride I feel being able to connect Filipinos and Australians together, it's enormous because, you know, one of the reasons I became a pilot was so that I would have the ability to connect people across the world. So I feel an enormous amount of pride because of that reason.
Talagang dream come true para kay Daniel ang lahat. Subalit inamin nito, isang malaking responsibilidad ang kanilang pinapasan, lalo't maraming buhay ang kanilang sakay.
Maybe a little bit daunting. It's a lot of responsibility. So the aircraft we're operating to Manila have a maximum seating capacity of 232 seats. So there's quite a few lives on board, and obviously that comes with a lot of responsibility. But because of the training process in Australia and amongst the training group, we obviously pride safety above all else. So first and foremost, the thoughts amongst every flight is the safety of the flight and the passage. But it's also, you know, an enormous amount of pride, I suppose. And I feel very honoured that all those people have entrusted both myself and the captain as well, sitting beside me with all of their lives and entrusting us to get them to their destination safely.
Ikinwento din ito kung ano ang kanyang ginagawa at iniisip habang nasa itaas ng mga ulap.
So we're always monitoring our systems and making sure that we've chosen a safe flight path, and we're thinking about what happens next. So we're staying ahead of the aircraft in essence to ensure a safe flight path. But, you know, when when we're cruising along, I quite often find myself looking outside of the window, enjoying the view, and just thinking about how blessed I am to be sitting in the best office in the world. It's a great feeling, flying thousands of feet above the world, and it honestly it makes the world feel a little bit smaller and a lot more accessible. Just looking down, you see all the little towns and the cities and the
So true.
mountains and the vast expanses of the oceans, and you think about, how different life could be down there. So, a lot of things run through your mind, but of course, first and foremost, the safety of the operation.
Magdadalawang taon pa lang si Daniel bilang A320 at A321 First Officer sa Jetstar. Pero 18 taong gulang lang ito nang makuha niya ang lisensya bilang commercial pilot at siya ang nanguna sa kanilang klase. Inaamin ng batang piloto, hindi madali ang kanyang karanasan at prosesong pinagdaanan. Binigyang diin niya, dapat magsakripisyo kung mahal mo ang ginagawa mo.
The training path to become a pilot, it's quite rigorous. Within Australia, there's a lot of regulations around it, and not just the regulations, but also the airlines have quite a high standard you have to achieve before they entrust you with the lives of passengers and also their aircraft. So, initially starting the training, I'd say the hardest part was adaptability to the workload and increasing a rate of learning. That's not necessarily the case for all paths of training to become a pilot, but the way I did it was through the Qantas Group Pilot Academy, which is quite a intense course. So that's done over 13 months. So I really had to step up my game from high school and study really hard to pass the exams and to pass all the flight tests to achieve the standard that I'm at today, and to, of course, get into the Qantas Group as a Jetstar pilot. I don't think becoming a pilot's necessary to be a genius by any means. I think you just need to really have a passion for what you're doing and chase that dream.
Ano man ang narating ng piloto, malaking bahagi dito ang disiplina at pagmamahal ng kanyang mga magulang.
I'll always be grateful to them for pushing me to do my best and supporting me throughout my journey. In terms of discipline, yes, there is a certain amount of discipline that you need. Of course, you need academic discipline, and also, I suppose you need to, if you're going to undertake pilot training, you need to set out a certain routine and be able to keep up with the workload.
At bilang pagbibigay halaga sa sakripisyo ng kanyang mga magulang nang makuha nito ang commercial license para magpalipad ng eroplano, sakay ni Daniel ang kanyang mga magulang.
The most rewarding and fulfilling moment of my time as a pilot would have been the very first time I took passengers up in a flight. And I was fortunate enough to have those passengers being my mum and dad. So I just achieved my commercial pilot license, and I was then legally allowed by the Civil Aviation Authority of Australia to take passengers. So I'd chosen mum and dad to come up for a quick scenic flight through the Great Dividing Range, and just seeing how proud they were of me, and seeing the smile on my mum and dad's face as we as cruised around the mountains. It's just it's such a good feeling, and that would be my proudest moment of my career so far.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit. I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
At sa unang flight na may rutang Manila to Perth, may espesyal na pasahero si Daniel.
I've been blessed and have the immense opportunity to have them on the very first Manila to Perth flight. So they'll be joining along for that. I suppose that'll be another milestone in my career as well.
At dahil gusto din niyang maging magandang halimbawa sa mga kabataan, may payo ito sa mga tulad niyang nangangarap.
What I would like to share with young Filipino Australians trying to achieve great things is just to have a dream and aim really high and stop at nothing to achieve that dream. And all I'll say to them is to have a plan A and focus on plan A. The most important part is that they don't hinder to the pressure of other people and that they do what they want to do and they should strive to achieve those goals no matter what.
Inaasahang magbibigay ang serbisyong ito ng mas maraming travel options para sa mga holiday makers sa Western Australia. Pati na rin ng direktang biyahe pauwi ng Filipino community sa Perth habang nagdadala rin ng mas maraming turista sa WA upang suportahan ang ekonomiya ng estado. Isang biyaya kung ituring ng batang piloto ang lahat ng kanyang tagumpay at hangad niya maging inspirasyon sa iba at balang araw maramdaman din nila ang tinatawag niyang di pangkaraniwang karanasan.
I get to see so much of the world and I get to connect so many people throughout the world. So an immense amount of pride doing that. And, you know, one day I might be in Phuket on my weekend and then on Tuesday night I'm in Manila. So you certainly get to see the world. I think that makes it extraordinary.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.